Track 29, adjectives to describe size. Big and small animals. Listen to the story about a group of animals. Look at the picture and identify the animals.
This is the house of Shah. Shah is a huge elephant who lives with many of his friends. His best friend is one of the smallest animals, a mouse called Tik. Tik and Shah have another friend, Nannies, the giraffe. Nannies has a long neck, the longest in the group. She can eat leaves from tall trees. Another friend they have is Tian, the orangutan. Tian is a big, fat animal. He's so fat, he cannot walk anymore. So he sits under a tree and gives advice to animals. Today they have a meeting because Ron, the cricket, has news. Ron is a tiny animal, so tiny he has to wear a flag so that no one steps on him.
Ron.
Dear comrades, we are here today because we have a problem. Rollo, the crocodile, is having trouble finding food, and he wants to eat Sierra, the hyena. He says that she is so round and chubby, she will make a perfect meal because he is becoming very thin. Din the lion spoke.
Din. I don't care if crocodile is hungry. He should learn to be vegetarian like the rest of us. My family is already learning to eat the immense amount of leaves the Nannies gives us every day. Then, Cuckoo the possum said, Cuckoo.
I agree with the majestic lion. The smallest problem right now could cause a chaos. A very wise animal known as Toto, the toad, was listening to all the noise created by all the animals who were opposing the idea of the crocodile.
Toto.
The truth is, dear comrades, that if we live in such a big space and there are many other options we can offer Rollo. Everyone talked about it, and they decided to send Toto to talk to Rollo. Rollo and Toto spoke for an enormous amount of time, and they finally decided to teach Rollo how to eat herbs and fruit. Everyone is happy today.